Welcome to the Sunday service. Now open up your hymnals, join along and sing with Dave Berland, He Leadeth Me.
Well, He leadeth me, oh blessed thought, oh word of heavenly comfort from whatever I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand Lord, I would clasp Thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur, nor repine, content wherever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. And when my task on this earth it is done, when by Thy grace, oh, the victory's won, even death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan where He leadeth me, and He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, oh, by His hand faithful follower I will be, for by His hand He leadeth me. For by His hand He leadeth me.
You know, out here in the Midwest, as I make this podcast, it's the middle of February, and it's been cold and icy all week. And when you work out of doors like I do, it gets old real quick, especially as I get older. But you know, in my quiet times, my mind begins to look forward to the spring, and with the spring come the thoughts of Easter celebration. The songs of praise and worship and Southern gospel music stir my mind to those thoughts, and what a difference salvation has caused in my life. Even now, as cold and dark as the days are, I know I can look forward to warmth and sunshine not too far off in the future. What a wonderful correlation! His love on the cross and in my soul has stripped away the darkness and cold and replaced it with warmth and sunshine. Yes, I'm human, and all too often I might allow that old cold feeling to return. But the Christ who saved me is always right there, and when I'm once again defeated from trying to fight my own battles, I look up from whatever pit I'm in, and He's right there, so close that it all the more emphasizes the futility of trying to win my own wars. If I trust in Him, He is faithful to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And once again, a sweet and beautiful relationship is restored. Did you catch that? I mean, a common misconception is to think that God somehow cannot accept us because we may have stumbled or fallen. And yet that is exactly why we need Him. Were we able to save ourselves or to somehow be on a par with God, we would have no need for salvation. And certainly we wouldn't have any idea of sovereignty or what lordship really means. That kind of thing would lead to utter chaos. Each man trying to be lord of his own world, wouldn't it? No one respecting one another. Every man out for himself. Well, wait. Isn't that kind of what the world looks like more and more every day? Who could be behind such a plan as to create that mindset? But that very one, the Bible points to the one cast from glory due to his own attempt at equality with God to the point of waging war in heaven. Satan thought he could win in heaven, and now he tries to win here on earth. We need to hold fast to the one who made us, who created us, who has laid down his only Son, that being the Christ, as a pathway to bring our wayward souls back to him. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary laden." That's each and every one of us. "And I will give you rest." Let me tell you, those are mighty comforting words after a long, hard, cold day. At least to me they are. This has been Tom Whiteman.
God knows the words you cannot say. He knows the grief you bear with each passing day. God hears your soul for your soul. He weeps when you ask why he's gone. As you rest in God's embrace, the tears that you still hear his voice and touch the things he loved. Surrounded by mementos of how precious your son was.
Bonnie Rose on the Sunday service. Let's close it off with some praise and worship. Praise the King. Here's Sandy Stiles.
The guilt, the grief, the shame. Oh, and praise.